Frosty Tools is a community-first project built by a few people and made possible by many. Our two co-founders, community director, ambassadors, benefactors, streamers, viewers, testers, and friends have all helped shape and sustain what it is today. When I say we, I mean this whole community. Frosty Tools is not a big corporation or a venture-funded startup. It is a small team donating a great deal of time, supported by a much larger community. More than 29 million moments have been made together. About 24 million of those moments were provided to free users. Keeping Frosty Tools accessible takes a careful balance. Benefactors receive added features and help carry the platform for the wider community. Cooldowns help keep free access sustainable, while our small team donates a great deal of time to keep Frosty Tools working and improving. We are proud of what those numbers represent. Millions of moments of laughter, surprise, and connection shared between streamers, viewers, and communities. Accessibility has always been part of the foundation of Frosty Tools. We want every streamer to have a way to participate, and we know how hard life can be sometimes. Circumstances change, budgets get tight, and there are times when there simply is not room for another expense. We do not want that alone to prevent people from using and enjoying Frosty Tools. Making room for everyone is something this community supports together. Benefactors help carry the financial costs. The people behind Frosty Tools contribute a great deal of volunteer time. Ambassadors, testers, streamers, viewers, and friends contribute ideas, feedback, encouragement, and care. Different people help in different ways. Frosty Tools does not sell your data or make money from your data. You are not the product. We are building the kind of service we would want to use ourselves, one that respects your privacy and treats people with honesty, dignity, and care. Free access still has a real cost. Every moment requires servers, hosting, infrastructure, processing, and services from multiple AI providers. Frosty Tools pays those costs whether or not the person using the tools can contribute. Benefactors are a vital part of this shared support. Their contributions keep the tools running, fund improvements for everyone, and help preserve access for people who are unable to contribute. Whether you are able to support Frosty Tools financially or rely on free access, you belong here. To every benefactor helping keep that door open, thank you. Much of what keeps Frosty Tools running still comes from donated hours and volunteer work, every day. All of us working on Frosty Tools must maintain other income sources to pay our bills, care for our families, and manage many of the same pressures as everyone else. Even with the benefactor program, Frosty Tools does not currently generate enough revenue to support one full-time engineer with the necessary skills to build and maintain an infrastructure as complex as Frosty Tools. Ken and I took out a substantial loan, which we remain responsible for, to help support Frosty Tools and launch Highlight Hunter. When those funds ran out, we faced a difficult choice. We could shut down Highlight Hunter and potentially reduce other parts of Frosty Tools, or adjust its pricing to better align with the platform's processing costs and let each person decide whether it still made sense for them. We chose to keep it available and give people that choice. Ken and I cannot responsibly take out another loan to subsidize usage. Loans cannot be the model for keeping Frosty Tools alive. The technology industry can make the real cost of a product difficult to see. Stream Elements, for example, raised about $111 million in total funding, including a $100 million round announced in September 2021. In July 2026, Razer acquired substantially all of the assets used to operate Stream Elements and continued the platform under its ownership. That is not a criticism of Stream Elements, corporations, or venture funding. Stream Elements built products that millions of creators rely on. Its story simply shows how difficult sustainability can be, even with more than $100 million behind a platform. Large investments can cover the difference between what a service costs to operate and what people are asked to pay. From the outside, that can make a product appear free or inexpensive, even when its real costs are much higher. Eventually, the economics still have to work. Frosty Tools has no investor subsidy and no corporate parent covering that gap. We are making it work day by day, growing organically through the time, support, and participation of people who genuinely value what we are building. I know some of our past invitations to become a benefactor felt too frequent. A critical Reddit post about those invitations has become one of the most visible search results about Frosty Tools. I will be honest, that has been hard on morale when so much of this work is volunteered and deeply personal. Not because people should not speak honestly, but because when you give so much of yourself to something, you naturally hope the positive experiences will travel as far as the difficult ones. We also understand why this happens. Most of us are more likely to speak publicly when something frustrates us or when we cannot see a path toward resolving it. When something quietly works and makes the day a little better, we often just keep moving. If you are willing, please make a post on any of the socials from time to time to share how Frosty Tools makes your life better, or how it delights your community. The Frosty Tools team is listening. This is about trying to do the right thing and finding a healthier balance. Frosty Tools still needs and warmly welcomes benefactors. We simply want those invitations to feel warm, occasional, and respectful. We will experiment with softer messages such as, Frosty has something awesome to say but is on cooldown. We want everyone to feel welcome while giving people who can support Frosty Tools a comfortable opportunity to help carry it forward. When Frosty Tools creates something you enjoy, sharing that experience also helps others discover what this community is building. That same listening guides how every Frosty Tools product develops. The team will keep improving quality, reliability, and usability, looking for meaningful ways to reduce costs and creating functionality that streamers and their communities genuinely value. Highlight Hunter is one example. Every hunt in Shortify creates a variable third-party processing cost. The exact cost is not known until the processing is complete, so pricing has to be based on the best estimate Frosty can make in advance. When the loan funds were exhausted, Highlight Hunter's pricing had to be adjusted to pass through more of those processing costs and let each person decide whether the product still made sense for them. Listening to your feedback, the team will begin experimenting with more ways to choose the level of processing beyond the two tiers available today, provided those choices can be made reliable. The goal is to give you more control over the balance between cost and output. We do not have every answer yet, but the team will keep trying to make Highlight Hunter better and more affordable. We hope Highlight Hunter and Shortify help your social channels grow. If they do not provide enough value, if the cost does not work for you, or if another service is a better fit, including one supported by venture funding, we understand. There is no judgment. Use what works for you. The same principle applies across Frosty Tools. If a product is not serving the community because of its functionality, quality, reliability, usefulness, adoption, or cost, it may be improved, simplified, paused, or retired. That includes Highlight Hunter. If a healthy balance cannot be found between what it provides and what it costs to operate, it may be shut down so the team can focus its limited time and resources on the tools the community values most. Taking care of the community also means protecting Frosty Tools as a whole. The next 29 million. Frosty Tools is made possible by people contributing in different ways. There are people donating a great deal of time. There are benefactors helping carry the costs and fund what comes next. There are people relying on free access. There are streamers, viewers, ambassadors, testers, supporters, and friends helping us understand what is working and what should be built next. We want Frosty Tools to be worth supporting and remain accessible to everybody. We want to keep improving the tools people love while making responsible decisions. We also hope to reach a point where the people contributing so much time and care can receive a fair paycheck for their work. We are not there today, but that remains part of building a healthier future for Frosty Tools. Most of all, we want to keep creating moments together. The Frosty Tools team will keep listening, improving, and looking for better ways to balance quality, accessibility, and cost. Together, we can continue building something amazing and create moments worth sharing. Thanks for being part of our community, and see you soon.